Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont is the state's largest health insurer, and recently it asked state regulators for permission to increase premiums by more than $52 million next year. The rate hike would affect more than 47,000 policyholders, and those customers might, emphasis on might, have some influence over whether the proposed increase gets approved. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
The average rate increase for Blue Cross policyholders would come in at 12.7%, according to filings submitted by the insurance company back in May. And it's a number that Mike Fisher has been thinking a lot about since.
Yeah, it's hard to put it in real human terms, isn't it? The 12.7% rate increase.
Fisher's the chief healthcare advocate for the state of Vermont. His job, by statute, is to protect consumer interests in the Byzantine world of healthcare regulation. As such, he's trying to find compelling ways to hammer home the severity of the proposed increase, especially in households that don't qualify for state and federal subsidies.
If we saw premiums go up by 12.7%, we would see a Vermont family with an increase in their premium expenses of about 2 months' worth of food per year.
For a Vermont family on a silver plan, for example, the proposed increase could top $1,500 annually, according to Fisher. And if his food analogy doesn't move you, here's one Attorney General T.J. Donovan used on Vermont Edition earlier this week.
We're talking real money to Vermonters. We're talking $1,000, $2,000. That's people's property taxes. That's a hard-earned vacation.
It's this kind of framing that Mike Fisher hopes will move consumers to action. Action, he says, might convince regulators to press Blue Cross to dial back on the proposed rate increase.
The concept is that we don't want the Green Mountain Care Board to be isolated from Vermonters' views. We want them to hear from as many people as possible with as many viewpoints as possible.
The Green Mountain Care Board is the five-person panel that will approve or deny Blue Cross's proposed new rates. And one of the criteria it's supposed to consider under a Vermont law passed in 2011 is public comment. Judy Henkin serves as general counsel for the board. She says public comment isn't necessarily given the same weight as evidence presented by actuaries and other experts arguing for or against the proposed rate increases. But Henkin says those comments from the public do matter.
The board hears it. The board is reading every single one. We post them weekly and we forward them to all the board members.
Fisher is calling on Vermonters who are worried about the proposed rate increase to contact members of the Green Mountain Care Board by writing them directly or contacting them through the board's website. They can also attend a public hearing at Room 11 in the State House on July 20th. Consumer angst isn't the only factor that the board will have to consider, of course. While Fisher's office exists to advocate for consumers, the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation is supposed to make sure that insurance companies remain solvent. In a filing submitted to the Green Mountain Care Board this week, the department's commissioner, Michael Pichak, said Blue Cross has taken a hit to some of its key indicators of financial health due to underwriting losses last year. Those losses wouldn't have been so substantial, according to Pichak, if the Green Mountain Care Board had given Blue Cross the rate increase it had asked for last year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.